Hello? Hello, my darling. You all right? Actually, I guess you're doing a strange, not really okay voice. What's the matter? Tell me. Because I must know everything that involves you. Come on. What's the matter? Oh, darling. You had a horrible day. I do not like that for you, and I'm very sorry. What are you doing? No, no going to the gym. Go home and treat yourself. Because you work bloody hard, and then you push yourself on that treadmill, and then you go, oh, I don't need to eat, and then you wonder why you're sad. Go home and relax. Well, if you don't do it, I'll do it for you. Don't test me, lady. Do you know what? Actually, yes, do test me. I take that threat. I will meet you at your place and I'm gonna make you bloody lay down. You will rest your body and nourish your heart. Yes, you will. I love you very much. I'll see you soon. Would you like some snacks? That is the only correct answer. I'll see you very soon. Love you. Hello? I am here with Bounty. For the lovely lady who needs to relax. Come. Embrace your lady love. Well. You smell lovely even after a hard day. What witchcraft is this? Beautiful lady, what spells have you been weaving? She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. That's you. You are the loveliest lovely of lovely land. And you are going to gosh darn lay down and relax. Because I say so, and sometimes I'm in charge. Not all the time, but sometimes. And when I am, we take advantage and we listen and we lay down. Give me the snacks. I will do the heavy lifting because I am slightly more masculine than you. Shush, 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 shush. I am in some way. Shush, 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 shush. Stop it. You are gorgeous and lovely and you. Masculine or feminine? Feminine? What's feminine? Feminine. You are just you and you're lovely. Now go to the boudoir. I do need to do this because you won't do it for yourself. And I don't know why, because FYI, you're worth it. Maybe it's Maybelline, or maybe she has self-esteem. You little sponge. Because you're squishy, wonderful, and you soak up all the emotions around you. That's not a criticism. I'm just saying that's why you get tired out, because you take on too much and then you go, I'm pathetic. It's like, no, 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 no. You are taking on everything and then going, why can't I handle it? Because nobody can handle all that, okay? You are strong and you are clever and you are wonderful and you are beautiful. Do I need to go on?
Oh, but I can go on.
I just love you so, so much. Because you're so cute and kind and beautiful. You are a good egg, and I will fight anybody who disagrees. But nobody would, because nobody is that stupid. You can have as many snugs as you want. You and my special baby princess, amazing, wonderful squidge. And I adore you, and you smell so good. And I will sniff you because I'm creepy and needy, and I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry. My little squidge. Was that a rhetorical question? Would I like to have a shower with you? Yes, please. Get in there. You cute squidge. Let's see if we can make you smell better than you already do. I like a challenge. Bless you and your big enough shower for two. One of the many things I like about you. Doesn't get any better. Be careful, it's slippery. I will worry like an old woman. Do you know how many accidents happen in the shower? Ooh, forgive me for worrying about your head. I know, what a naggy, naggy old woman I am, Not wanting you to slip and crack your head open, what a nightmare I am. Shut your face and wash your hair and be careful. You little cute. To wash my hair. Can you reach? Oi! That was a genuine question. Because I am an Amazonian and you are vertically challenged? Stop it! I like vertically challenged people. As it means I can wash their hair. Mia. Yes. Silly. Get right to the back of the scalp. And behind the ears. You can't miss behind the ears. Everyone knows that's the best scratchy place. Love you. But I feel like I have to say it. I guess it's what I feel. I know, that's so funny. It's like I feel things and then I voice them. Who would have thought? It's like I communicate. Ugh. What a complex and sophisticated being I am. How do you keep up? Stop swatting me! Rude. And after I scratch and sud and soap you, this is the abuse I get. Nah, I'll take it. I am slightly, ever so slightly masochistic. Don't get soap in your eye. Come here. Wash it all away. And now let's turn you around. And let's do your shoulders. And your back. And in between your ribs. Oh, I'll get in between them. I'll just go really, really deep. Well, you want to be clean, don't you? Oh, we want you to be squeaky clean. I understand. So I have permission to rub more vigorously. Nothing but positive feelings about you. In general. I would say it'll be my downfall, but since you're a decent human being, I think it'll just add to my overall happiness, which, you know, is, that's a win for me. Come on, let's rinse you down. Well, if you are not currently the cleanest slash cutest lesbian ever, I really did try my best. Come be my little cat. Because you are the cutest, wootest, mushiest, cushiest, just come here. Because I couldn't think of any more words. You just are you, and you're just in your freaking cute pajamas, and I just want to squash you. But then I don't want to break you. You bring out cute rage and it's complicated. It's like you're so cute, but then it's like, be careful, she's small. You are the littlest, littlest, cutest, wootest. Just trust me, okay? The feelings behind these words are much better than the words. Because you're so heckin' pretty on the outside and the inside, and that's rare. You're just so gorgeous and Moorish, and I'm a smush. Absolutely not. You have had a long, hard day. You are being the little spoon. Come here. On your side, please. Hand on the hip. Other hand over here, holding you close. Clumsy bisexual or smooth operator? You decide. Wayne. I can be, I'm just rusty. You will have face kisses and you will just shush. Or rather don't shush, just relax and be happy. Cause you deserve no less, and it really upsets me that you believe otherwise. You, because you're always like, oh no, I can't have takeout because you're not here and it would be selfish to get it for myself. Oh no, I can't buy that because, you know, we could put the money towards this. It's like, what? You are worth takeout. You are worth a nice dress. You are worth the universe, all right? Because you don't believe me and you say all this self-deprecating nonsense where you're like, oh well, I'm not even all that. I mean, it's like... Yes, you are. Ooh, Rage, I love you. I really, really love you, but you talk nonsense. You, with your whole, oh, it's true, isn't it? I'm really not all that chappa, sappa, tappa. You speak the devil's tongue. You are my favorite person. And it's not because your boobs are immaculate. That is just a bonus. It is because you are the kindest, smartest, most... You're just wonderful. And I'm sorry I don't have better words. You are just... freaking... gorgeous. You are a sunbeam shine, and you make me happy that I'm... in a relationship. And how many people can say that? You know. I know. There's so many people that are just with someone because they're lonely. And again, try not to judge because we're all lonely. That's the human condition. But just be lonely by yourself. Because it is actually lonelier to be lonely with someone than it is to be lonely when you're by yourself. I would know, had many a girl say, I love you. Oh, actually, it turns out I'm not really gay. Okay, cool. Wasn't falling in love or anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. Oh, no. It's unforgivable that I had a past before you. What a terrible woman I am. But that's entirely my point. You are lovely. And you make me feel loved. So it is my goddamn duty / privilege to make you feel loved. Because you need more of it, you silly goose. You need it in your life because one day we're going to die and I don't want to die without you feeling loved. Why do you question this? It just should be obvious, you little gremlin. Ah, your parents have a lot to answer for. You being all, are you really sure you love me? Yes! You should have been told from day one how loved you are, and I'm sorry if that wasn't the case. But I adore you. I see you and your little pajamas and your cute little face, and I just think, more. More. More, I say. More! Mm. to tell you something really embarrassing. You are my favorite part about being alive. Ooh, let me be cheesy. Let me be cheesy, easy, wheezy. It's fun. I don't care to be serious and self-important. I just want love. 'Cause I am not a keyboard smashing. I have my priorities straight. I might be cringe, but I'm happy. I wouldn't change that for the world. Just like I wouldn't change you. Now, are we ready for snacks? Thank you, Lord. Eat. You little goober. Lovey as you are. My little.